you and welcome. We're so happy today that you have decided to join us. I know that time is so important to each one, and the fact that you would allocate and take some time and allow us to be a part of that, it's wonderful. It's deeply appreciated. Recently, I tried to do a little message at our home church, Liberty Baptist Church in Muncie, and I chose as the title or as the text subject, Grace Greater Than All Our Sins. I believe that's so true, and I thank the Lord for it. You know, church membership, water baptism, being a part of a fraternity, being patriotic or serving in the community, those may be things that many people choose, but each one in and of itself will not secure us a place in the church triumphant. It's only by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and all of our sins. We try to classify sins according to the magnitude as we see it. Big sins, little sins. The Lord said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's go to the sanctuary of the Liberty Baptist Church, Muncie, Indiana. The Bible says in Genesis 6 and 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Does the Lord ever repent? Here's an instance where it said that he did. Now, I don't believe that God's up in heaven saying, I might and I will and I won't and yes. I believe that the repenting part here, as it relates to God, is of a different definition. I think that God, who is sovereign, doesn't need plan B, never has a backup plan, doesn't have to have an alternative plan. I believe it simply means that God saw it and knew what had happened, and God took a look at it. But all of this was done, I believe, before the earth ever was formed on its axis. See, it doesn't take God by surprise, as the pastor was preaching here this morning. God saw us here tonight. He knew who would be here. He knew who would come. Somebody said, well, I don't know about that. Well, people that are saved want to be around Jesus. They like to hear the songs. I love it to hear Jack and Karen sing. I love it when we have others in the church sing. I was thinking today of Miss Ethel. I thought this. Boy, I hope she sings again and soon. I love to hear people sing under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe that this, somebody has tried to tell us, well, you know, I think there's a good example. The woman at the well definitely needed help. When she came to Christ and Christ confronted her as to who she was and as to who he was, he said, I that speaketh unto thee am he. Jesus Christ is the virgin-born Son of God. And he's the Savior of all that will come to him. The Bible says here, as we heard this morning, Jesus is the Lamb slain before man ever took a breath. And I loved it as Brother Jack talked to us about the Lamb there that was slain and the blood put on the doorpost in Egypt, and how that on the anticipation of the birth of Christ, that the shepherds were taking care of their flock. A lamb. Boy, it makes me want to get happy. A lamb that was without spot and blemish. A spotless lamb. A pure lamb. I'm glad today that John did say, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You see, the woman at the well had serious issues. What about the woman that was caught in the very act of her prostitution? And yet, the Lord lovingly forgave her. But it's not only people that we would classify as bad people. We give them titles. We say, oh, that's a bad person. What about Nicodemus? In chapter 3 of the book of St. John, he was a member, no doubt, of the Sanhedrin. He came to Christ by night, but the Lord told him, ye must be born again. 5 words that saved a man's life. Now, it was later Jesus, when he died, that this same Nicodemus helped Joseph of Arimathea in the burial of Christ. Isn't it amazing that somebody says, well, only the bad people need to be saved? I'm here to tell you that we're all bad. We all need salvation. We all needed a Savior. I'm glad today that the grace that God brought, you see, God created grace. For what reason? God didn't create grace for himself. Think about it. The Bible said he was full of grace and truth. Grace is the God part of him. I mean, grace is the manward part of God. Truth is his deity. Jesus Christ was both man and God. He was God incarnate. When was this grace developed? Was it just when we started with Abel and Cain? And the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy brother? He said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And verse 10 said of Genesis 4, and the Lord said, in other words, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Today to be with you. And as you know, I try to include usually a good song in every program, and so many of you seem to appreciate that, and it kind of goes with our background. And today, one of the songs that we will present is one that Gold City sang many years ago, but it's a standard quartet type song, a classic. I think just about every group perhaps may have recorded this at one time or another in their career. And the song simply says, Hide Me, Rock of Ages, and I think you'll enjoy good bass singing here by Brother Tim Riley of Gold City. If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Fame, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us as would be indicated there on the screen. And as we get ready for the other segues that we include, I like to have variety. I think it's so important. You know, it's just hard to hold the attention of the viewer or listener many times. And I'm one of those who believes that a good one ought to be relatively short and a bad one ought to be shorter. But anyway, we today appreciate it so much. I've always enjoyed good poetry. I like to read. I don't read as much as I used to do, but in going to college, I got acquainted with poets, and many times they can communicate a very valuable lesson in life. You know, I did a little thing there on choices. We make choices. We have to. We have to choose between good and evil, right and wrong, and something being healthy or unhealthy. And so choosing not to choose is still choosing. But I always enjoyed this poem by Robert Frost that he did 1923. And he wrote, "Stopping by woods on a snowy evening, and I was always wondering who the person that had stopped there in the woods that evening as the snow filled the landscape and the trees." And he said in it at the conclusion that the horse must think it queer for me to stop without a farmhouse near, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Now, I don't know if Robert Frost might have been thinking about a country doctor, might have been on his way for a delivery. I don't know the individual, but it gives us a similitude. It gives us an allegory or analysis, I guess you might call it, and we can substitute what we believe the individual to be, but even you and I, as Christians, we have miles to go, so to speak. We need to tell the others that we encounter. We're just beggars telling other beggars where there is bread. And so our job is to go. This is not our final destination. So we do have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. We must continue in the fight. This is no time for sad stories. We must be up and about the Father's business. And let's return to the program. I have always enjoyed the poetry of Robert Frost, and he wrote this beautiful poem, "Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening," in 1923. The poem says this: "Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year, he gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds, the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep."
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humble your hearts to God, safe from the chastening rod. Seek the way, pilgrims trod, Christian the way.
In the sky,
that's the way we're going.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now. And as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell. From early survival and great loss to eventual success in many aspects of his life, Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, It's Always a Struggle, But, by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps, and I believe that we need all of the materials that we can gather to help us as we combat the attack upon our faith, our family, and our freedoms. We need to be educated, and I have a handbook that has been given to state legislatures. It's been given to members of Congress. It's a colorfully created handbook that has graphs, charts, quotes, and different things in it. You'll be impressed with it. And also, we have DVDs. We have CDs that are God and Country, Return to Greatness, and Faith, Family, and Freedom, some other wonderful materials. See the contact information on the screen. Be sure that you order some because these will be of a tremendous help. They are supplemental materials to help you in your Christian walk. And may God bless. What a special delight to be with you today. I hope that you might appreciate and perhaps there is something in the program that will help you. That is our thrust. That is our goal, to try in our best fashion to speak truth to error. I know that many people have gotten comfortable, you know, with hearing and believing everything, but truth becomes hate to those who hate the truth. And I think today we need to stand up and, you know, we've got to call it like it is. There is an attack upon our faith, our freedoms, our families like never before. Wokeism. I just recently got Senator Ted Cruz's book on unwoke, and I'm in the process of going through that. And there is a great deal to learn. We've got to know what the enemy is. And the enemy today are those that want to turn our culture upside down, make us into a socialist state, take us back to Karl Marx or Friedrich Engels. You know, Marx didn't even take care of his children. He was really a pretty lousy individual, but he wanted the idea of somebody taking care of him. The basic thing that you have to keep in mind is that atheism is promoted, the state becomes all-encompassing, the state becomes everything, and you as the individual basically forfeit your freedoms so that you supposedly can come under the goals of communism, to make everybody equal. You know, the Apostle Paul said, if you don't work, you shall not eat. But we'll say more about it in future programs. Just know you can go to our website, Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom. I hope you have a great day. God bless you, and I'll be looking forward to a return visit soon.